From the Sky News Centre at 6, dramatic audio recordings from London Underground's control room in the immediate aftermath of the 7/7 bombings have been played at the victims' inquest. The recordings start with controllers talking amongst themselves, believing the early reports of explosions were merely accidents. But the tapes reveal the confusion when it became clear that something terrible had happened.
I don't know what's going on down there, but there's people coming up there with blackened faces and all blood coming in their faces, and there's very distressed people, so...
It definitely looks like an explosion, yeah?
Something's gone badly wrong down there.
An investigation's been launched into the death of a kidnapped British aid worker in Afghanistan who may have been killed during an attempted rescue. US officials say their troops could have killed Linda Norgrove when a grenade was thrown by US Special Forces. Foreign Secretary William Hague has told MPs her kidnappers are ultimately responsible for what happened.
The taking of hostages and the targeting of civilians, including aid workers, is under any circumstances morally indefensible. We did all in our power to rescue Linda from the appalling circumstances in which she found herself.
The boss of the industrial plant that spilt toxic sludge in Hungary has been arrested. The Prime Minister says the company will be temporarily nationalised. Eight people have died since the red chemical mud leaked from an industrial reservoir a week ago. Singer George Michael is settling back into normal life again tonight after his four-week stint in jail for drug driving. The star was all smiles as he made a brief appearance outside his London home to thank his supporters. It looks like the saga surrounding Liverpool Football Club's takeover is going to the High Court tomorrow. RBS are taking on current owners Tom Hicks and George Gillette, who both want to block the sale. In other football news, Rio Ferdinand says he's happy to return to the England squad as captain. He takes back the armband from Steven Gerrard, who had been standing in for him. He'll captain his country in tomorrow's Euro 2012 qualifier against Montenegro. Ferdinand hasn't played for the national side since before the World Cup. That's the latest. I'm Richard Suchet.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Love country music? Then this is the show for you. Hate country music? Then this might also be the show for you. Phil Lyons presents the Country Music Show every Thursday evening between 8 and 9. Reaching the parts of country music that other programmes don't reach. Everything from Western swing to country rock. Bluegrass to Americana. Singer-songwriters to honky-tonk, sad songs and toe-tappers. Country music with soul, every Thursday from 8 till 9.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Hi there and hello to everybody out there, hi there Bristol and beyond. Very warm welcome to the John Peel Session Show with me, Mark Lelevera. Later on in the show, I'm going to be talking to a couple of people who knew John Peel very, very well. And I'm also going to be playing a couple of snippets of John. And hopefully some of the great tracks that John and some of the great bands that John Peel helped to make famous and helped to get on the radio, because a lot of the music John used to play wouldn't have got the airtime if it wasn't for him. And in particular, as a teenager growing up during the 70s, John was very, very much one of my idols and one of my mentors. And, well, we're going to go back through all of John's sessions. I can't promise to play every single band that John played. As you probably know, there were thousands and thousands that he aired. But we're going to go back in reverse order from 2004, from some of his very, very last BBC radio broadcasts. And we're going to start the show off with Morrissey. And this isn't the Smiths, it's Morrissey in 2004. And indeed, Morrissey was one of the last people to record a session for John Peel. So stay with me for the next couple of hours for a couple of special guests, some snippets of John, and of course, some of the great bands that John Peel made famous.
We'll be right back.
Hi there, you're listening to the John Peel Session Show in reverse order from 2004 to 1968 on BCFM Radio 93.2. Hi there everybody, that was the Super Furry Animals, and they did five sessions for John between 1998 and the year 2003. And as I've got an awful lot of music I want to fit into the show today, I'm going to keep going, and this is the White Stripes now, and they did three sessions for John, and their final session was in 2001.
Doesn't get to number one, I'm going to come and break wind in your kitchen. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's the unmistakable sound of Ladytron and Sugar. And they did two sessions for John in 2001 and 2002. Yes, we've had a fantastic day here so far at BCFM, remembering the great John Peel, music DJ John Peel, meant so much to so many people. And it was wonderful to hear Michael Eavis earlier on Andy's show. That was really, really interesting. And of course there, Lynette before me, showing the other side of John and how much he cared for family and things like that. He wasn't just a mad rocker and a punk rocker and a beer drinker and a festival goer. He, you know, he was a human being after all. And as Lynette pointed out in her interesting show, that he was very much the family man. Okay, we've gone through the noughties there. That was from 2004. From as you know, October marks some of his very last radio broadcasts. So we've gone through the noughties there, and I'm going to keep the music coming now. And we're moving on now into the 90s and some of the grunge bands and some of the strange sounds and bands that John Peel was so famous for bringing us.
Welcome to another Top of the Pops. We're the Burke and Hare of British broadcasting. I'm John. Here's the likeable Canadian. We'll be right back.
two from Nirvana there and Kurt Cobain. Did three sessions for John Peel's show between 1989 and 1991. We're into the 90s now and going to keep things moving along with another band that was pretty instrumental with John finding, and that was Adamski. Adamski did one session for John, and that was in 1990.
As far as the music went, of course, throughout the first half of the 1970s, we'd been bored stiff, really, without knowing that we were bored stiff. And as far as I was concerned, the programmes that I was doing, word would come through to you that there was a new LP by Thin Lizzy or something due, and you'd wait 3 or 4 months for it, and then there'd be a certain week or so of relative excitement, and then, you know, so really there was nothing very, very much going on. Things were just going round and round in circles, rather in the way than I am now. And so when I heard the first Ramones LP, it had the same sort of effect on me as when I heard Elvis on the radio in the 1950s, where you suddenly thought it made perfect sense. You know, you thought, why hasn't this happened before?
Yeah, there goes Ortec there and Fermium, one of the more stranger and more unusual bands that John played during the 90s. And they did three sessions for John between 1995 and 1999. Yes, you're listening to the John Peel Session Show in reverse order from 2004 back to 1968. And that was, we've already been through the noughties and we've just been through the 90s. And now we're going to head off into, well, my real territory, the area that I really remember John from. And that was indeed the 80s and the 70s. So moving on, we're going to move on to another band that John was very, very fond of. And this is Skriddy Politti, and this track is Woodbees.
Each time I go to bed, I pray like Aretha Franklin. Each time I go to bed, I pray like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
I think it's more than what it did for the UK. I think in the long term it had a greater effect really than any other form of music that's come along, you know, in the last 50 years really. In that you can go to our village shop, small East Anglian village, very conservative, but you can see people wearing clothes or with hairstyles or hair colours or something that they probably wouldn't be using if punk hadn't come along. So it kind of liberated, I mean, way beyond the music, it kind of liberated people, I think. And obviously if you were to talk to the people in our village shop and say you wouldn't have that hair, your hair that colour or in that style if it hadn't been for punk, they'd be horrified.
There's the late great John Peel as well. They're talking a little bit about punk and the costume, the clothes and the costumes and everything that went with punk. And John was pretty instrumental in furthering the punk movement of music, and of course everything that went with it, the clothes, the look, and the scene. And well, we've got plenty more coming up on the show. We're only into the 80s now. We've still got the 70s and the 60s to go. As you know, John was a hugely influential DJ, and so many sessions that he performed, it was almost as if little bands seemed to trust John to help them get heard. And in a way that was thoughtful and respectful, and above all, cool.
We'll be right back.
That's the monochrome set there, and 405 lines. They did three sessions for John, two in 1979 and up to 1980 as well. Another one of the bands that I became more familiar with through John, especially as a young teenager, John's show was the thing to stay in and listen to, because you knew that what John was going to play would be the next big thing, and was always going to be really unusual and be the latest thing. So John Peel was one of these guys on the radio that you used to tune in late at night when his show came on, and used to stick with it all the way through, and we used to hang on every single word and every single band that he played. And of course, his diverse and eclectic range of music was one of the things that made the man so unique. And some of the bands during the 70s and the 80s I can remember in particular were bands like Monochrome Set There, and Gang of Four, and of course Altered Images, XTC and X-Ray Specs, and there'll be tracks from them coming up. But we're still going through the 80s really at the moment. I'm going to play a couple, hopefully, from one of my favourite bands that John introduced me to, and that's Gang of Four. And I'm going to start things off with I Love a Man in Uniform.
Oh, says goes. This is the world constructed.
Yeah, that's the Gang of Four there, and he'd send in the army. And the Gang of Four were one of the real experimental groups that, as I said, John introduced me to. And you could tell there at the from between punk and the early, the late 70s with punk and the early 80s, things were beginning to become much more refined with alternative music. And I think the term alternative music and John Peel's session show are two and the same. They go together. They should always be linked together because of the attention that the pop charts paid to music was 75% pretty much of all the music that we used to get to hear in the UK, chart music during the 70s. And as John was saying there, we didn't really realise it, but at the beginning of the 70s, we were all pretty bored of stuff. There were no real big British bands, and the 60s and psychedelia was over, and people like Mark Bolan and that were putting on weight. OK, we're going to come up to the news with the Sky News Centre in a minute. And I'm going to play you up to the news with another one of the bands that John used to champion in the 80s, as we're counting down from 2004 to 1968. And it's, of course, Annabella Lou Wynne, discovered by Malcolm McLaren in a laundrette, believe it or not, singing in a laundrette. But this is Annabella Lou Wynne and Bow Wow Wow, and this is Wild in the Country. And they did one session for John in 1980.
Town. I don't wanna want you. I'll shop around. 93.2 FM. It is your voice and it is your choice.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody